line, tell them we up next. You can't stop that. This your favorite podcast. Every show is lit, baby. You know what we finna do. Slick gon' talk that slick talk. He gon' get political. Okay. Do not switch topics. Nope. Niggas is toxic.
Poppy shots don't always say it's something wrong, but
if you don't like it, what we saying, nigga? Oh well. We try to tell you, baby, this might not go well. This might not go. Hey, that's it. One take. We're not even doing it again. Keep that. That's the one.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of This Might Not Go Well. Yeah. Episode 161. We in the building. You already know who it is. It's the host with the most, B Breezy, aka Poppy Sazone.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Slick Grayson. How y'all doing out there?
You already know what you gotta do. Please download the Alive Podcast app on iOS or Android. And please follow us on all social media at This Might Not Go Well. If you're in Brandon Dale's business opportunity, please email us at thismightnotgowell@gmail.com. Episode 161. How you feeling this week, brother?
I am tired, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. I am exhausted, but it's a productive exhaustiveness. You know, just kind of like, I guess everything you ever asked for, you kind of get eventually, right? So being in one of those spaces.
The motto is you can't complain what's on your plate if the objection is to eat, right?
That's a Fendi. So definitely doing a lot, being trusted with a lot more, trying to just maintain in all facets, just like, you know, getting everything right. But I'm feeling all right. I got back working out this week. I needed that. It's been like 5 weeks, so I took a long break. And just trying to make time to do the stuff I enjoy while also, you know, adding new things to the plate, trying to just really lock in on a lot of different things. But I am tired. How you feeling?
Bro, I've been feeling horrible, Brody. Far as consistency-wise, a nigga has not been consistent. Even with the pod, I don't even know if niggas, if you're a true fan, you can even see from the pod, I haven't really been that consistent on even just posted and all that shit. So I'm trying to get back on it. I don't know what's going on in April. You know, I'm about to be on my girl shit real quick. Hold on. You know, like, what they be saying, like the Mercury retrograde? What they be saying?
You just said it right. Mercury being in retrograde.
Yeah, something's happening. My energy has been off in April, but I'm gonna pick it back up. To be honest with you, just talking about the podcast, we've been seeing a successful month, especially on YouTube. Once again, fuck that nigga. Yeah, check our numbers down. Shout out to everyone that listened to our first reaction on the Drake disc that we, shout out to my boy Slick, that we recorded on the same day, Saturday. It's available on YouTube, but you get the full version on our Patreon, so please subscribe, and we have other content there that you don't want. Road Slick, before, we didn't talk about this last week, but I just wanted to talk about this right now because you are political Slick. What was your thought process of seeing all those black conservative activists arranging Donald Trump stop at the Atlanta Chick-fil-A? You know black people in their chicken, right? Come on now.
They just be throwing racism dead in our face and we be falling for it every time. I mean, I ain't really, I'm at this time of year and in election cycles, you know you're gonna see some shit. So I ain't really overthink it or overreach on it. I was just like, oh damn, they pandering for the nigga vote again.
Son, you sold your soul I ain't gonna lie. For a fast food spot, if you had to choose a fast food spot, Chick-fil-A in my top three if I'm gonna sell my soul. Chick-fil-A in my top
three. It's not real fast food, if you being honest. Cause you don't, it just got to the north. You really think about it. Like, it just became north accessible. Like, you had to go to fucking Jersey and shit to get Chick-fil-A. The fact that it's in the city now and all of that is like, all right, cool. You know, it's becoming it's still a great thing because you can't just go around the corner and get it. But, you know, Chick-fil-A not real fast food.
I'm not going to lie, bro. Now you know this right now. Conservative, if y'all want me on your side, bring Blaze Pizza into the city, especially Brooklyn. You could make a slut out of me. What? Blaze Pizza? That shit is chef kiss to heaven. I don't know why the shit only is in Albany out of all the fucking places in New York and not in the city. But
oh no, this one by me. There's one close to me. It's like 20 minutes away.
Blaze?
Yeah.
The fast food in Queens?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm eating Queens a lot. Yo, shout out to K Money. She said I pronounced St. Albs wrong. I still don't know how to pronounce it, but shout out to all the bad girls in St. Albs. I see y'all in the story. I'm gonna be around there.
You said St. Albans.
Oh, is she St. Albans?
Yeah, nigga. What the fuck?
That's what it's called?
Yes. What the fuck?
Oh, shout out to my girls in St. Albans. You heard? Shout out to my girls in Astoria. Whatever, where the bad girls reside at in Queens? Let them know. Shout out Queens all the time. You feel me? Queens get the money.
I don't go outside. How the fuck would I know?
Oh my God. This is your time to show light to your borough.
Shout out to Queens, all the baddies in Queens, wherever y'all be.
What area? Because I could tell you an area in Brooklyn, though.
Because you be outside.
Church Ave. Shout out to my girls in Church Ave. Shout out to my girls in Bay Ridge.
Queens is weird, though, because it's like, the baddies from Queens don't party in Queens, so you don't really see them around in Queens. You're going to probably catch them somewhere else.
You know they like to go to the dangerous area. I ain't going to lie. You know, it's a stereotype about Queen girls. Queen girls always got money and they got cars, but they always fucked with gangbanging niggas. That's just a stereotype that I grew up.
That's true. That shit. That's probably why my original villain era was because of that. Like, damn, I'm too nice, bitch. What are you?
What? Like, yo. Every Brooklyn hood nigga I knew had a Queens girl, and she had
everything. Had
money
she
or
had,
the car.
She had everything.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, why are you here for dick? Silly rabbit.
I'm like, yo, you fucking your future fucking with this nigga on the block though. But shout out to my Queens women. Get your money up. So let's get to the news, because it's gonna be, I ain't gonna lie to you, if you listen to this episode, we talk about a lot of various things, but this episode mainly, the first half, is gonna be mainly about the hip-hop beef, no Diddy, and the sports. So let's get this celebrity news out the way real quick. Kai Cenat recently got exposed by OF, named Layla Red, or what Kai Cenat like to refer her by her government, Kiara Rush. So apparently, Kiara Rush went to her social media and posts not nude photos, but him in the bed sleeping. After, you know, some little, you know, a little action, and took it to the news and basically shared screenshots of her, of Kai Cenat allegedly sending $5,000. Kai Cenat has something to say about this. Her. You want to play the clip real quick?
Load that up. That shit corny, though. She fucking up her own industry.
And he getting back. He got to make an example out of her. He got to.
Fucked up. How you gonna be working? How you gonna be a sex worker and you snitching?
Let me cook on these niggas real quick. Let me cook on these niggas real quick. Run the audio. Listen closely, please. Here we go. I will replay it right after. Here we go.
Blackmailing me for a photo, for money, and you took it to me without my consent. Naked. So? Revenge porn.
I ain't both.
That's revenge porn. But you're threatening it. You're threatening to. You're threatening to, though. But you're threatening to, though.
Yeah,
because
you're
trying to resolve it. I know, but it's still a crime.
Okay,
it's still a crime. I'm not messed up, though. That's what I'm saying. I'm not messed up. It's still a crime, though.
I don't hold it. I'm sure the thousands of people I've sent it to
will hold. I know, but you'll get in trouble, though.
How?
It's coming from you.
We got one more video I want to see from Layla Red. So, Kai Cenat had her sign an NDA. So apparently the reason why she exposed everything about Kai Cenat is because Kai Cenat didn't pay her quote unquote hush money. First of all, you're stupid. You went online talking about he didn't pay you money to keep hush. That's extortion, by the way, baby girl. You snitched on yourself crazy. And then she, I swear to God, these women, these content creators, I'm not going to say women, because shout out to all my women. I'm not going to put all y'all in the category with this woman right here. The content creators that chasing clout, yeah, I better start doing y'all law degrees or something, because y'all are, she snitched on herself so many times. We're going to play the second video. Slick, I just need you to hear this.
Well, I mean, since I'm going to court, I might as well leak the nudes, the addy, the videos. But you got to hit that link in my bio. Video coming soon. Man, you know what some shit be cat when all a nigga can say is, let's not talk about it. It's a finesse shit. Nah, ain't no finesse shit. You played your motherfucking self. You was supposed to pay me my other half to keep quiet. You did it. I hit you up. You didn't want to respond. You thought I was going to take the little chump change that you paid me not to say nothing. No, bitch. I need all my motherfucking funds. Fuck is you talking about? Or I'm just going to put this shit all over the world and I'm going to get my funds from everybody else. Oh, we taking people to court? Well, shit. I'm ready to take you to court, little P. Diddy Jr. Fuck you talking about? You tried to sell me to one of your homies and all that shit. Don't forget about it. I got all that in the tea, too. Receipt for that, too. I'm so dumb. His address is not even posted yet. That's not even his address, you stupid motherfucker. That's a hotel. Y'all so dumb.
Baby girl. He about to sue you and the panties that you're wearing. He about to take literally everything and the fake hair off of you, mama. You have snitched. You, if Slick, if he was her lawyer, Slick.
Why would I do that? That's a losing case.
No, but Slick, if I was her lawyer, GG's. I'm like, yo, baby girl, I had to drop you. I'm sorry, because this is a lose-lose case. And this is going to look bad on me taking this case, because You have admitted to taking pictures without his consent. You violated NDA. You have publicly shared screenshots from your page. And you have also admitted that he didn't pay no hush money, which is extortion. And then, baby girl, you're an escort. What you thought he of course he's gonna hit you with the referral service, baby girl. He would try to put some money in your pocket. Yeah, it's like we gotta bring back pimping. Where the pimps at? Like let's make back the pimps, because we need some regulations over here, because shit not looking right out here, Slick. And then to consider that part, he ended up buying the domain of her name. So anytime you search up her name and her real name, the first link that you're going to see is the exposing video that he posted on his YouTube. And he got her page, her Instagram page shut down. So baby girl, not only you got the whole world looking at you crazy, but you're losing source of income and you're about to lose mad money in this lawsuit. What's your reaction to all this, Slick?
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes, but niggas gotta stop paying for pussy like this.
Oh, facts. Facts.
I'm just like, you can't. I mean, I get it. You got bread, you wanna fuck a bad bitch, or you know, you don't feel like working for it or whatever. Hey. Pay for it, but this is what come with it. You gotta really bet your joint, so get something professional, because she leaking your shit because you ain't pay hush money. She's extorting. Like, she's committed so many crimes just in all the videos that we just listened to. I'll just say, like, yo, you dumb. You stupid. So hopefully they figure this shit out, because I don't know, like, if it's paying like that. You feel me?
Bro, you pay escorts to leave and to keep it
hush hush.
Keep it peep, Slick. Like, if I pay, like, come on now. What's part of the game is that?
It's not about that. She was trying clout chase. She's like, she knew he wasn't going to pay whatever. She probably asked for some crazy number. He said no. And she, like she said, I'm going to get my coins elsewhere. Because regardless, even if she never was to leak this stuff, people going to be like, oh, what's up? You know, who are you? It probably blew her shit up even more, too. So.
Yo, Kai, please. I can't really be mad at you for purchasing coochie at the, because I'm like, nigga, if you got bread like that, gang, I'll probably be wilding too. Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. At nigga, when we was in college, talking about us 20, 21, you give us millions of dollars, Slick.
You gave me $1,000, I was wilding. I was outside. We live.
What? Yo, we made more with less than we had, Slick. Imagine if we had millions of nigga. You talking about when Miami was really the Yams? Because what I don't like about what niggas is doing for Miami now, niggas be saying the Yams. I'm like, yo, y'all wasn't really there when the Yams was the Yams for real. Word. Y'all done overpopulated the Yams. I'm not gonna do relationship. Word. I'm telling you right now, you caught me. Junior, senior year with millions of dollars, and I went to the Yams for spring break.
What?
I would have caught something.
Oh, I won't go that far, but yeah,
ladies, I would have caught something.
What a time to be alive. Back when Miami seemed like as far as one could go before niggas was going international.
Bro.
Ooh, them couple trips to the Yams was everything, bro. Good times, but yeah. Now that I was pretty. I ain't had to pay for no coochie. Now that I think about it. Maybe I was trying to get
myself. No, but you, like, for him, he don't want to mess with no regular girls because he expect the weird shit like this to happen from regular girls. Like, you would think escort, an OF content creator would hold it down at least. You think, like,
nah, it depends. If you not, she got to be like, what's that, the top percentage they be talking about? She got to be up there. Because it's like, if you just got a little following, like, yeah, you can still clout chase. I take the regular girl because shit, who going to believe you? who gonna believe you? He fucked I did what? Shit, like the girl says, a couple bodies, I'd be like, don't throw that out in public.
Bro, facts. Like, niggas don't want me to have that money. Nigga like me having this money right now, nigga would have went. I'll probably OD on something, girl. But yo, Kai, make sure. Bro, you just can't. You at a level right now, Kai, where you just can't fuck with any and anybody. Honestly. Because the thing about this, when you interacting with women, when you have money and clout, at any, it could be any woman from any background, they're liable to be your best friend or your biggest op. And at this point of time in the news, it only take for them to just report some shit for shit to look bad on you. And over me, like, she posted a screenshot, niggas think you buying coochie for $5,000, which is not the case. But let's get to the next part of the news. All right. Joe Budden and Adam 22. I swear, Cat Williams, we got to talk about Cat Williams one of these days. Cat Williams started out 2024 on a fucking note, and this year has been going off crazy. Now, Slick, we both in the media. Who you think is the big three in the hip-hop media? Who do you have?
If I had to say who I actually pay attention to and, like, who pops up in my feed, I say Academics, Joe, and Vlad, just because the Vlad interviews, he get a good one every once in a while, and it'd be like, all right, you can watch that shit. I don't pay attention to no jumper.
That's a fact. But according to Adam, if you want to load that video up real quick, Adam feels differently. He feels is. And for him to put two, no offense, not to be racist or whatnot, to put two white people in a hip-hop. Nigga,
you're bugging. Yeah, nah, I will say it. No. No. You prepare. And he don't. No. Here you go. Run this bullshit.
Joe Budden, you zesty perkhead motherfucker. Somebody sent me a clip of Joe Budden claiming that No Jumper's doing real bad in terms of our views and everything. So let's do the science. Joe Budden's channel has got 12 million views in the past month. No Jumper's main channel plus our clips channel has done about 26, 27 million views for the past month. So we are two times by far what you have going on. And on top of that, we kill it on Facebook. We kill it on Snapchat. We have 3 million followers on Instagram and we make a huge amount of money on there. Joe Budden, I don't want to hear shit. You're running a chop shop. You might have the whole hip-hop media gassed into thinking that you're really killing it like that. But trust me, when you want to talk about who's really doing business out here, it's not you. There's a big three, and you're not in it. It's me, Vlad, and that fat motherfucker you were saying.
Yeah, wow. I mean,
what's your reaction?
I think from his point, you're talking about a number standpoint, when you perpetuate all the negative bullshit in hip-hop and, you know, all the wild shit that comes with your platform, yeah, you're going to get views, but is that necessarily hip-hop media and media that people care about? So I think, like, it's like what you eating. You eating fast food or you eating, you know, you eating gourmet? And not to say Joe Budden is gourmet in a sense, but comparatively, when Joe dropped, he not giving too much credence to the bullshit. And that's why I say, like, I'm going to say Joe, I'm going to say Ak, and I'm going to say Vlad, and then I'm going to say No Jumper just off the strength of, like, when it comes to content, like, I'm probably listening to Joe more than any of them. Ak is, like, Ak had a run where he was on his bullshit for a minute, and now he goes back and forth between, like, all right, he puts on for the fucker, I don't call them fuck-offs, but the fuck-up rappers, you know, for lack of better terms. Yeah. And then he also brings you, he can get you a Drake leak, he gets you a Ross leak, he gets you, you know, the guys that still want to be in the current stratosphere of hip-hop that's, you know, too mature beefing with Joe Budden. And then Vlad, like I said, every once in a Vlad be pulling niggas out of the hat, you be like, nigga, I didn't even know you gave a fuck about this.
Facts, my dude.
So
I agree with you 100%, especially because because I pay attention to No Jumper content. The only reason why I pay for it because I pay attention to Figmunity. Shout out to AD and them, and Back on Fig. Shout out to T-Rail and Smack. I pay attention to them, so that's why I'm in tune with a little bit of but with the No Jumper, the reason why your numbers are so high is because you are actually causing a gang war currently in LA. You have two LA rappers beefing. You had people crashing out on live trying to fight employees. So you talking about Joe running a chop shop, nigga. You running, I don't even want to know. You running a fucking muck over there. And also, lastly, I don't want to hear about no nigga in my big three proud and interview a nigga who fucked my wife. All right, next. Let's talk about this diss track, Slick. We already did. All right. Side note, should be tuning into our Patreon to hear our reaction to my guy dropping Give Me 50, Drake. Pay attention to that. And you could find a snippet on YouTube. So you're not going to get our first reaction over here. If you want to hear me go crazy, gunshot, Slick, all that good stuff, head to the YouTube and then head to the Patreon. I've done listen to this shit over 50 times, Slick. It went up to a 9. In my review, I put on an 8.5 and went to a 9. I'm about to sing this shit. I'm waiting for him to put on a live show so I could go crazy. But Rick Ross, I ain't gonna lie. Rick Ross did something very, very hip hop on Saturday. And after that shit got the beat changed and everything, he released his diss track literally 2 or 3 hours after the final production. What's your thoughts, Slick?
Well, before I even talk about our thoughts, let's run it real quick so we can, you know, assimilate. This is Rick Ross, Champagne Moments.
Fish tanks and marble floors, living big and bad. Niggas laugh until they hit with my official jab. Crack smoke is the exhaust from my pen and pad. Ghost writers, they get the floss, what you could have had. Record label taking a loss, are you in your bag? You a worker on the chart, don't make me laugh. Get the mind, tell by my watch, this a different time. Living fine, I'm getting high as your shit decline. Who believes he moving keys in his Louis V's? Run up on you and snatch your chain, watch you bitches bleed. Feel the pain or just describe where you really ride. Either you niggas getting money or ready to die.
All right, Slick, what's your reaction? You're a Ross fan.
I'm a guess. I thought it's the most enjoyable diss record that's come out between all parties involved, in my opinion. I think it's real hip-hop. It's no pestering. It's no surprise sneak dissing or, you know, I don't want to call Kendrick a sneak diss, but it was like nobody knew it was coming. Like, it was unprompted in the sense of, like, we's like, all right, y'all been taking subtle pop shots at each other for a minute. But Cole, seven minute drill, it's like, okay, you dropped the EP and then you pulled it away. So it's kind of like it lost a little bit of its luster. It was a good verse. And it's like the stuff you were saying could have been, you know, reversed back to you, big homie. And to Drake, I'm like, it took a while. It's not even an official release. And it's like we got the unfinished version first. So it kind of like reduced it in a sense. It was room for error, right? So with Rose, he got the beat, the flow was there, took his pop shots, had his little talking shit on it, and then the theatrics that have gone along with it. White boy, got your Dockers on with no underwear, nigga. I was like, yo, no matter how you feel about the record, the shit funny, like, and he had bars for the man.
I would agree with you if he had stopped after a day. He had done dragged it out for me, gang. I'm sorry. Like, because, you know, when I started the diss track, I was like, what can Ross really say? Because, you know, usually with, like, when he was beefing with, like, 50 and other folks, he was kind of like the rich nigga at that point. You can't talk about hits. You can't talk musically. You can't talk about lyrics and flows because Drake got a better discography than you. You can't talk about money. You can't talk about women. You go on this BBL rant about his body, which was kind of crazy to me because I'm like, nigga, you was fat, super fat, that you had health problems and seizures to the point that you had to lose weight. You had all these problems. But like you said, I enjoyed it because it was hip hop. If he had left it at that, I could enjoy the antics. But Slick, my nigga, his stories has been nothing but filled up with just white boy, BBL. I appreciate the cover art. The cover art was nice. But now it's sort of him and Drake is having a rich off and is no longer relatable to the public now. It's like, I'm not in that tax bracket to really enjoy these jokes. Because niggas is talking about a starter mansion. My niggas, just give me a mansion, period. You feel me? I just want a mansion, period. Niggas talk about, oh yeah, you spent $5 million. The jet that you own is loaned. I'm like, nigga, just give me a ticket. And a crib in this economy. So maybe it's me, Slick. I'm not in that tax bracket. So I'm not really getting too hype off of the rich off that they have.
I do want to shoot at your boy. I'm a Drake fan, but that shit about posting the shit he said to his mom, he calls him a racist. I was like, nigga, this is hip hop. No, this
I'm
is hip hop. He's a racist, mom.
He told that nigga he had a nose job in the BBL. all bets are off.
That's not racist. That's not. He called him white boy. That's what he's called. He said, "I'm like, yo, bro, come on, you dropping N bombs at each other and shit." Like, yo,
nah, but Drake had me funny. Like, this nigga performing at prom. Oh, he's been hungry. I'm like, okay, come on now. And then shout out to Uma Thurman for saluting for you know siding with the boy over here. You feel me? What? Uma Thurman ever side with Kendrick or Metro Boom, nigga? Fuck out of here. You heard? It's the boy, you heard? But speaking on Metro Boom, man, I think Drake is really Drake is one smart motherfucker because there's so many different angles he's taking this. He's still kind of baiting Kendrick Lamar by posting his manager, right? Mm-hmm. But he's also still baiting Metro Boomin to the point, like, he's not really even talking to Future that much or anybody else for real. He's really getting more at Metro Boomin and Kendrick. So with Metro Boomin now, I didn't even notice because when he got an HBCU band to perform at Magic City, I'm like, in front of Magic City, I'm like, why the fuck would he do that? Till I realized during the We Don't Trust You promo, Metro Boomin had two girls in front of the car, in front of that. So he's trolling that. And it's like, I want you to play this little mariachi. He had someone from the mariachi band remix that diss part in his diss track. And this shit's so funny. Slick, play it. Shut your boys up and make some drugs together. Get back to them from drums. Metro! Shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. And then he posted clips of Drumline. I love it. What's your thoughts on this, Lick?
My thoughts is just that Future probably know too much. And niggas have fucked the same bitch, been mad at each other for a little while and got over it eventually. So, I mean, in that respect, they be all right. Him and Future will be okay again in a couple years. They'll squash it like men. But whatever's going on with him and Metro, he's had enough. He's upset. So he's like, fuck it. We're going to just air each other out. So I don't know. I want to know where this goes. Because at this rate, I'm expecting niggas to drop whole diss EPs. We got, what, a song per participant? We got two albums from Metro and a mixtape. Well, you can't really say it's all dedicated to Drake, but there are plenty of pop shots. I heard The Weeknd shit. The Weeknd was dead singing to that nigga. Well, they just said, I'm glad we ain't signed that deal, baby. I was like, God damn, you really mad at that nigga.
But I don't really fuck with The Weeknd too, because it's like, my nigga, what is your problem? Like, nigga, you keep coming out the woodwork, this nigga basically gave me the metaphor.
Nah, Drake has done, I don't know what it is. I'm not even going to speculate what it is. But Drake has done something or been a part of something that niggas is all just like, this nigga is not with us like he said he is. I don't know what it is, but it's going to come out on one of these diss records and we're going to be sitting here like, oh shit.
And you know what? I might take back a little bit of my J. Cole rant a little bit because it is kind of getting messy. It's no longer hip hop because during this whole, after the diss track got, you know, the final production, someone started sending other people reference tracks of Drake. So like the Jumbotron off the Her Loss album, Lil Yachty had a reference track. And then the song, remember the song that I don't like from For All the Dogs featuring 21 Savage, Calling for You?
Yeah.
It's Cash Cobain reference track, even though Cash Cobain said it was AI. And that shit is, this AI shit is game crazy. I forgot to put down a docket because we apparently there was like a quote unquote Kendrick Lamar
that shit was hard
to find out it was a LA nigga that had been doing AI track. I'm like, bro, we had to put some type of regulation on that shit, bro. That shit can't be going on because that shit sound too real at that point. Especially because I saw how he made it. He really studied Kendrick Lamar's, like he said, yeah, Kendrick Lamar likes to pronounce his T's. I'm like, oh shit, this nigga really do pronounce his T's in the tracks. And that shit sound completely like that shit. And that shit is crazy, bro. We need this some regulations.
There's confirmation on the Yachty shit? Like that being an actual real joint?
I believe so, but it can't really work against Drake because Drake and 21 Savage have said Lil Yachty was a major producer on that Her Loss record, on that Her Loss album. So he's been credited. They mentioned it way before. Well, now Rick Ross is saying that, you know, he might have wrote Sicko Mode, which I don't really think. A lot, to be honest with you, with the reference tracks, it's going to sound biased because I'm a Drake stan. As long as it's not touching the time stamps or like the middle of the ocean types of record, I'm okay.
Timestamps for major artists, I mean, not timestamps, like reference tracks have been a thing for major artists forever. You get sent the track, you get it, you know, what's it called? But it's like once people validate your pen, it's like, we know your pen work. You don't use it all the time, but it worked.
Yeah, and also making music is hard, bro. Because shout out to Jay Cinco. I be following like little, I be following like rappers on YouTube, like niggas who didn't make it yet. That sounds horrible because I'm actually trying to give him a compliment because I watch his content. But he's on his way, but he's a good YouTuber. But I was watching his studio session. Like, nigga, niggas just throw you a beat, bro, and you got to come up with the whole concept of a whole song right then and there. It's not like you just rapping just for rap. Like, especially if you're trying to be a good artist and stick on topic sometimes, that I don't mind a reference track. If you got inspired by a track and then I could just switch some words in or just take a verse out and take the hook, I don't have no problem with that. Now, but before we get to the sports, because sports, we got a lot of shit to talk about sports. What's your thoughts on the Joe Budden theory that Drake is really locked in with the upper echelons of this record label shit and niggas who rose rolling with him in the beginning, like French Montana, Rick Ross, are upset now because he basically is the machine and he's not giving them that favoritism that they showed to him?
I can see it. When you become big enough that you're like, your music does whatever it's going to do, regardless of the press, promo, et cetera, I think that, you know, how many artists are bigger than him in the world when you think about the numbers, right? T Swift, Beyonce on a good day, right? So I'm not necessarily saying it can't be true, where it's like he's gotten to the point where he's too big for the room, because it happened to Hov. It happened to a lot of guys. Was like, yo, you've been at the top of the game so long, you control what's cool. You control who's in. You control, you have a voice in what it is. And it gives credence to the cosign, because he do a lot of random cosigns. He show love, but it's also like, all right, now what? Like, what comes out of that? You on your own again. After you got the people's ear and stuff like that. And it's happened. Kanye's done it. Hov has done it. You know, all big artists have had a time or a moment where they've been like, all right, cool, we're going to co-sign this person because they're trying to sign them. Drake will sign, co-sign somebody randomly. Like, oh, this Lil Pablo Chicon, here you go. And he just all fucking blowing bubbles and shit on the track. So,
but is that a problem though? Isn't that what you're supposed to work for? That's why he was in a bad deal. Like, he really... I don't see the problem. That's why I never hated on Jay-Z, especially when he took the NFL shit or anything like that, because it's the natural progression. Like, the natural progression. Like, you worked hard. You have repeatedly, a lot of people want, like, he made people billions of dollars. He made record labels billions of dollars. Is it only right that now he can demand a piece of the pie, especially from Larry Jack and all that? And then now,
I think that it's not bad about the piece of pie, but I think it's...
Before it's exposed, huh?
I don't think it's bad about the pie, like him getting a slice, but I think it's like, mm-hmm. How are you being used? Like, are you authentically into these artists? Or is it like, again, we don't control much, right? Hip-hop is an art form that we cultivated and we build, and hip-hop culture is something that we built and it's cool and it's forever been cool, but it's also been used against us. So how do you control the people, a group of people that, you know, pay attention to the sounds, pay attention to the appearance, pay attention to what is supposed to be okay versus, you know, the social norms and rules changing? You take the most popular, powerful artist and you have him promote bullshit. And sometimes it be bullshit. He make the song fire, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like, all right, what's this kid really on? Or what's this shorty really on? If for every good joint, his summer walk, like, you could tell when he's really authentically into it versus, like, I'm going to just throw a verse to Smiley. You know, who Smiley
probably... But that Smiley stuff is not industry, because, you know, you can't... Nobody could tell me that Smiley shit is street shit. Smiley got a street presence in Canada. That's street shit, because there's no way in hell any record label thinks Smiley is going to give them money.
I'm just saying, but I was like, you could promote good shit, you promote negative shit, and it's like, all right, cool, like, I'm a fuck with you because Drake said you cool. There's a lot of people that has that impression, but all right, I'm going to just ride the wave, you feel me? So,
because we did have that conversation last week about Sexy Red, and we basically said that. But I think with Sexy Red, I think he fucks with her vibe, and he also know like, yo, she got the streets on lock. Basically,
she definitely
they love her.
She's definitely a plant.
But you know, but he also likes Four Bats. Four Bats can't be a plant for real. You know,
that nigga has four songs and he averages like 15 million views out of nowhere. He had no prior records that we've ever seen anywhere. That nigga's a plant too.
But I mean, like, yo, but I think because you know why? Because I think Drake was giving people look like a Block Boy JB. Even he opened up other scenes in hip hop, like the UK. He was like one of the first artists with Afrobeat. So shit.
I'm not saying.
Apparently, they're saying that Kendrick Lamar is gonna have a diss track later on this week, probably Friday or Saturday. You know, keep it to him. What you had to say?
K-Dot gonna light that nigga up, bro. I'm sorry.
I know you've been an op.
I'm not an op. I'm just saying if you pay attention to like, well, I've been watching a lot of like the angles he can hit him at. Like Joe Budden said, like, oh, that Mike and Prince shit, relax, nigga, because them pedo jokes is coming out real quick, right? Or, like, just the fact, like, he's going to dissect the albums that don't hit. He's going to dissect the why women don't. If he tell them they don't love you like you think they should, that's why you be out here wilding out and getting face tattoos and shit, nigga, Drake might shoot him. He might call the shooters.
All right. Your former girl fucked your bodyguard. Nigga, you a bitch. He could say that to him easily.
You don't know that. That was a line about.
That's what. No, it was. It's been documented.
It don't matter. I'm saying he gonna hit him where it hurt. He gonna tell that nigga, damn, Rihanna don't love you. J Lo don't love all them girls that you fond over. Don't love you. No matter how much money he gonna be like, how much money and clout you get, you still a lame nigga at the end of the day. And that shit gonna hurt. Drake is gonna crash out.
My nigga, you try to be Dr. Umar, but you really a Paru ass nigga. Fuck out of here. Drake, get at him. Call him a pimpsqueak. Tell him he got the Napoleon complex.
That's the big thing too. It's like again, it's coming from a Drake fan. I'm watching the angles of it's like when you watch wrestling or fight. How am I? Because I'm keeping it a buck.
To stay with Drake.
I'm gonna tell my nigga like, yo, bro, this nigga gonna get you. Like he's gonna say some wild.
But you know what, bro? With the pedo shit, everybody has come out and said all the girls that he quote unquote was into it with that was young basically denied it. Like the Millie Bobby shit, she denied it. Even when he did it, even supposedly after he dated that young supermodel, apparently that wasn't the case. She came out already. So there's no real concrete evidence of him doing anything wrong and no women actually. The only woman that could say anything bad about Drake that said it publicly is Malai when he told her to stop stripping. Unless he would have gone that.
I'm just saying, his life has been lived in the public eye. So they going, Kendrick could really just, he could, the same way Drake digging about what if the bodyguard and his wife has something, he could find something.
But Drake got it. I feel like Drake, the reason why I say Drake is going to win, not because, you know, I'm just on his stand, because he understand what happened with the Pusha shit. He understand that he did not push that red button.
The red button? The mystical.
He said, if I have to take it to hell, I'm going to have to take it to hell. But let's get to some sports, man. The NBA playing, man. The Warriors. Warriors. Come out and play.
Yeah, they playing at 24-hour fitness now. It's done. They clip. They gone.
Yo, Clay, it's over for you, buddy.
Nah, he about to get the bag from Orlando. He about to be a designated shooter.
Come to the Lakers, bro.
Nah.
We could use you.
You got Reeves and Russell. You don't need him. If you trade it, if you're doing anything, you're going to get Trae Young or DeJounte from Atlanta or somebody else that could just create a shot. Because D-Lo, when D-Lo and Reeves is hitting, or when one is shooting, and like D-Lo's the spot-up shooter and Reeves is getting to the rim, they good money. The problem is, like, they almost lost last night because niggas want to start shooting jump shots for like 15 minutes and not only make two.
But Darvin Ham didn't call one freaking timeout during that 30 run.
He damn sure. That nigga was just watching it like, ooh, yeah, Zion going to miss a layup. No, he's not, stupid. And they want to say, we with the fade. Yeah, y'all might get fucked. Y'all lost to these niggas 8 straight times. Y'all think y'all going to be... Y'all, these niggas have.
Whoops. And this is the most bad. This is the most team oriented team. The other niggas, you know, they. I'm not saying other teams don't play team ball, but they more rely on a superstar. the Nuggets rely on Joker, but they really play team ball. Have you watched the ball movement? No, Diddy. Have you watched the movements and stuff? They really have great team chemistry. But like I said before, if we get over this hump, my guy.
If you beat Denver, you're going to the conference finals or the finals. But that's a big if, because I don't see nobody beating Denver. Not in a 7-game series. Unless Jokic rolls an ankle.
Just put a little hope for my boy LeBron. He's 39, man. He can't be out here like that.
Hey, he made the playoffs again. They got the best team that they probably had since they won in 2020. And it's probably the most well-balanced offensive team. Darvin Ham is the weak link. I think if they lose in the first round, Darvin Ham is gone.
Oh, facts. Get him out of there. So the Pelicans and the Kings got to do a lot of playing, but I'm not too happy for the Pelicans because Zion is out, and he was playing so well too. So
he almost won that game by himself. Like, he was running through niggas' chests.
Facts. He almost took my boy out, LeBron. But real quick, what's your thoughts on Shannon Sharpe saying the OKC is the weakest number one seed?
They're young. They're not tested. 7-game series is different. They don't have a real post presence with a big man down there. Chet does his thing, but like regular season basketball and playoff basketball is different. I can't say.
You actually study.
Yeah, I think Shea's only played in one extended series in his career. So realistically, it's like, what are you guys going to do?
But if they get the Kings, I can see them beating the Kings for real, because the Kings are still kind of little inexperienced, no?
The Kings had that fight with Golden State last year, and they lost because of some boneheaded plays, and they match up well with them. De'Aaron Fox matches up well with Shea. Only problem with the Kings is that Herter and Monk are hurt, so they're not coming back. Their wing depth is a little bit spotty, but they have Keon Ellis plays really good defense, has some good threes. If Keegan Murray is hitting his jumper like he was last night, they match up with them across the board, and I think Sabonis, I think he'll give Chet fits. I don't think they have anything for Sabonis.
Okay. So we'll keep in touch. We'll give more our opinion on the playoff prediction. But what's your thoughts on Jante Porter?
That nigga dumb.
And banned permanently from the league.
Stupid. It sucks because they advertise betting every day, but they always tell you in the bylaws what you as a player can do. Your career is going to always tell you what you can and cannot do and how that can impact your employment. And they had to make an example of him. He was the example. Yeah. Once they said they put that report out, oh, he's bet. He has $1 million betting history or account or whatever. And, you know, he has never bet on a basketball game, college or NBA. But he gave niggas information and he bet against the Raptors 3 times. That was all they needed to say, hey, look. If we even think you're fucking around with this, guess what? You're out of here. So Adam Silver, it's like the nice teacher finally being like, yo, I got to stand on this shit. Are you wilding, bro? I gave you mad chances. You want to spit in my face? Get the fuck out.
And people, because, you know, some people are saying like, oh, you have people who abuse, you know, their significant others who abusing players on the court, Draymond.
I agree.
And y'all being in this neighborhood. I'm like, bro, you're not understanding the severity of what he's doing. He's betting on the team that he's playing on. Imagine if you give him a light tap. Imagine if a notable player that actually can affect the game for real. This is when you start bringing the loan sharks and shit like that into business for niggas. Like, you really got to punish niggas for this shit, because this shit is crazy. He's betting on the Raptors to lose. He's betting on himself. Like, so you telling me you putting a player out there, if he has a good game, is he really playing well because he can? Is he really playing bad because he's just not having it at night? Or he's just doing that because he's making... And I'm like, bro, you... 20K and you overmade, only you making over 2 million so far in your career. You bro, you stupid. I don't really have no remorse for you, gang. Like, was gambling that? And I know gambling is an addiction. Please go to 1-800-GAMBLING if you do have an addiction, especially for you niggas who making parlays and home prize pick. Cause I be seeing y'all niggas. I be losing a lot of money out here. Please go get the help that you need. But Slick, I don't really have anything to say to homie. Like, bro, you fucked up. Hope for right now, suspend his brother too. Well, at least for the first round. suspend his brother for the first round, but so my boy LeBron could go to the second round.
Sicko mode. Oh, that nigga paid attention in school.
Facts. Real quick, what's your thoughts on the NBA Olympic team that just got announced?
I think it's strong. I think that the biggest thing you see when you go to the Olympics is just, you know, top-end talent is always going to be able to match up well with those teams that play really well. But adding Embiid and Anthony Davis to Bam Adebayo, you got three strong big men that's normally, like, you don't have to really worry if foul trouble was to occur, you know, and they all can guard, they all are versatile, they all can space the floor, right? From the point guard position, you got Steph as a shooter, you got Halliburton, and I forgot there's one more, I think, and then Bron can run point. So I think you're covering your bases. I don't know if this team has enough shooting. That's my thing. I think they have a lot of mid-range shooters and guys that need a dribble to get their shots off. Who's going to step into that role as a spot-up shooter? You know, KD can get it, but it's like, I know that line is a little bit shorter. But Tatum, you know, he is hit or miss. So I want to see, like, all right, who's going to be able to knock down shots at a high enough clip that it keeps the defenses honest? Because we're going to be able to get to the paint. We know that's the thing. But Olympic teams run zone. Like, it's known that they're going to throw zone in there. So what does it look like for them? How do they adjust to that? And who's going to be okay with roles? Like, what about minutes? You're talking about Embiid coming off a knee surgery. Bron is 40. KD is 36. Steph is 35. Who else? Who else is on that? Kawhi. They said his knee is already starting to swell up. I feel like they could have waited, I guess, because the tournament does start right after the season. But we could have took a little bit extra time to see how this plays out. And I would have probably announced 15 players just off the strength of, like, just for injury's sake.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. But this team is stacked, and I think we can do something. I feel like LeBron probably won't be the scoring machine that he is. I think they really got him there for leadership. And I think that's good because now you know who is the leader. And niggas could rally behind him. And I think he's in a great position because he has nothing but shooters. So
I'm about to say shooters where?
LeBron don't have plus assists. So I'm excited to see. And hopefully we do well. We win. Because niggas been talking a lot of shit about, and we also was embarrassed. We had that track nigga talking shit on us. But real quick, it's like, this pains my heart, but Aaron Rodgers. Bro, the season didn't start yet, gang. You already played 4 minutes for us. It's like, I gotta air my grievances about this, because you know I've been a long time New York Jets fan. Have fun. This nigga Aaron Rodgers, bro. Wait, what you on, gang? What you on? We finally got a fucking good team. I'm finally able to put my head up high and be like, I'm a New York Jets fan. You only played 4 minutes for us, my guy. And then you sit here and go get on a goddamn podcast. I ain't gonna lie, I've never been on the side when niggas be saying, yo, podcast equipment needs to cost $50,000. I've never been on that side, but now raise the price on these shits. You got on your goddamn podcast and said niggas created HIV and shit. I mean, what's wrong with you, nigga?
I mean, they did, but whatever.
Oh, you slick. We not eight. We started doing well. Okay. You see, okay, you know what? That's a good time talking to me. Cause niggas, we just started doing well on YouTube, and I know it's looking up. We number one and shit. Now you're trying to get us back. You know what? If you listen to this on YouTube, please exit and go to your favorite streaming platform. Preferably the live podcast of iOS on Android. Go to Apple Music while. Whatever. What's your song of the week? You're trying to mess up what we got going on over here.
My fault. All right, first one. I know you're going to be probably mad at this one too, but this shit was slapping. This is Future, Metro Boomin, and J. Cole.
I knew he was a op.
Shit tough.
So you think I ain't gonna speak for my heart? I want $1,000.
I done turned a dancer to a trophy. I done bought rings like Kobe. Never sent a tweet with emotions, oh. She heard I said lean, she got emotional. Cody got my heart like opium. I feel her heart beating when I'm hugging her. Take me back to Kingston to see my ancestors. Pissing on your grave in some red leather.
through the streets where the freaks love the red leather on my shoulder blades. In my old age, see the error of my ways, but I'm still not totally over all the temptation. Why the sin give you all the sensation? Yeah, I'm with Future up and Honest, just wasting a lot of money on a strip of education. Throw so much paper that we causing inflation. Now it's late and I'm getting impatient. Might run a train on a bitch, Penn Station. Now I'm playing, I'm just late, getting wasted. And she whispered in my ear, she wanna taste it. Damn, you making it hard for me. But I'm
yeah, nah, Cole floated on that shit, bro. Cold floated.
The ops.
The song is fire. I told you I'm Switzerland. I'm neutral. I don't give a fuck. I don't know these niggas for real.
No, it's OVO or nothing slick.
I don't know these niggas. I have not disparaged none of their names. I don't care. But then my boy dropped his deluxe. I know you normally be like, yo, so and so dropped the deluxe. I gotta play it. I went through like four different songs. But Breezy, this might be Chris Brown's best. This is best album as an adult since he had his kids, since Fame, in my opinion. But this is Chris Brown, Residuals.
Don't know when my nights became so complicated. Can't recall my mornings ever, then it's faded. Maybe this is karma, definition of JD. This stays on my mind, this stays on my mind. Trying to put a muzzle on my crazy feelings. 1 minute I'm cool and then the next I'm tripping. Oh, with somebody new, I swear she don't deserve it. It's still on my mind, she's still on my mind. Yeah, we build it up, just to let it all. Tell me, did I lace you up, just to watch you run away? Please tell me who's getting all my love, who's getting all my love? Tell me who's getting all my time, all of that used to be mine. Oh, who did you teach what I taught you? My nickname, I don't like thinking about it. I swear that it's wearing me down. No, but tell me,
who's getting all of my, who's getting all of my residuals? He's on his shit. Shout out to Breezy. I don't know how Freak made it into this deluxe, because that song does not fit the whole concept of the album, but that's one of them ones. That
shout out to Chris.
That shit fire, bro. I was like, oh damn, he gonna have niggas crying.
He got to respond back, because Quavo dropped that Tender song. He got to respond back to him now. I need to hear rapper Chris Breezy.
I was about to get Boy in Detention Part 2.
Yeah. So Slick, I was going to play a Shaboozy, but we're going to save that for next week, because I have a theme for this week. This theme was just of these new age artists playing homage to 2000 hip hop. First off, we got BFB the Pac-Man featuring some other D Michigan rappers. Here's BFB Pac-Man, Kentucky Love.
Light skin, bushy. Fuck. Light skin, but got a fat ass. She look like J-Lo. I'll pop you in your top, give you a halo. Or I'll make your top pop like a Faygo. I really didn't done it at all. I bet they know. Hella stones on my hand in this bitch. I feel like Thanos. And I'm the god of war in my city. I feel like Kratos. I'm really plugged. Can't name a place I can go. Make your bitch shake that Laffy Taffy. I feel like Fable. Bitch, hurry up and get it tooty. I'm about to pull my phone out, we finna shoot a movie. I'm disappointed in my Muslim brother, he did it in his koofy. But who am I to judge? All I know is best. Everywhere I go, I got 30 with me like I know Steph. Really threw this bitch, lift the pounds, I need a bow flex. My bitch left a roll of 50s on you, that's my whole flex. She amazing, she swallowed dick like she ain't got no neck. My next piece gonna be big as fuck, take up the whole chest.
Shout out to Michigan Rap. Michigan Rap is... Yo, that shit has a lot of bars, but shit is funny. Do you listen to like Rio the Young?
No.
Oh, shit. So you don't know. You don't know Michigan raps like no. that. Like Babyface Ray.
No, I've heard of him from you.
But that was BFP, the Pac-Man, featuring Babyface E, Crispy Life Kid off the Forget Me Not album. Shout out to you. Even though I go lie, Kendrick Lamar, you have beef by BFB. You should beef with Kendrick Lamar for life, because on his album he had a Drake feature. But since Kendrick Lamar released that diss track, Drake didn't clear it because he didn't want no songs besides the diss coming out. That's so probably, isn't that he got hold.
That's probably why he did it to French Montana too. He really being honest.
Not because he had it loaded up and it was on his track list and everything.
Yeah.
But to a lot of homage to 2000 hip hop, here's the DCG brothers. Bow.
Look. Tell that nigga shake it off. He having so much motion. Tell that nigga break it off. I come at 5 a.m. and I see clothes. Take them off. Bitch, this ain't your mama house. I'm a grown ass man. We can't fuck on your mama couch. I wanna stop killing, but shit, all my homies did. She could finally fuck me because all her brothers did. I like honest hoes. Make some noise for sexy real. I let my grown hoes get me drunk and take me to they bed. Fuck me. Lil' ho, I ain't green. I was 10 years old riding on a green machine. I wanna fuck her just because that ass not. But your titties fake and your ass real, you ass back. So I like your BBL, cause it match your legs. I send Vaughn through that bitch the top of head. Every time I catch a nigga, put this bitch right on his head. I was so close, last time I could've snatched
her. All they heard was ra-da-da, ra-da-da, and somebody popped up dead. Breaking news, they found the body, but that bitch was missing the head. If they found out what I did, I'd be somewhere.
That was the DCG brothers featuring Vaughn off of 1700. Bow. You can find our previous song of the week on Apple Music Plays, on Spotify Music Plays, but that's not what you're here for. You're here for the people's choice, the people's favorite, Slick Drop It.
I can be toxic, but so what? You gonna love it here. Shit, fuck is you talking about? We have fun over here. It's very fun here.
And it's fun indeed. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Toxic Service announcement. This week's TSA is sponsored by no one, but it's going to be sponsored soon by Heart of Moisture, which you can still find, and we're going to put it in the description. Shout out to you, Wendy. But we don't have no special guests this week because it's Slick and I holding it down. But Slick, I got a couple of topics here for us to talk about. So the WNBA draft, we didn't really talk about it too much. Shout out to all the ladies that got drafted. You feel me? Angel Reese to Chicago. You feel me? My girl, Caitlin Clark to Indiana. Shout out to all my girls. It is the highest rated WNBA draft ever. Over 2.5 million viewers. But Slick, a guy on Twitter came up with this tweet and said, like, yo, what would you do if he was single, by the way? What would you do if WNBA players started getting 100 M's and tricking off and flying dudes out? How would you react?
what do you mean? With little old me?
Oh, call me front seat. Call me front seat Bobby over here. I'm gonna be in that front court, like, in the bad bitch section. Cause you sure. know there's a bad bitch section on NBA games where all they fly out their tricks.
OD. I'm sitting in the third row chilling. Just like, all right, yeah, what's up? What you mean, girl? Yeah, hell yeah.
Let's go, Anderson.
Yeah.
That's
I'm outside with it, bro. Where you wanna go? Where you taking me tonight? I'm hungry. Where you going? I'd have been with the shits. You taking me? We going? Where we going? We going to town for real? Oh, we going to catch?
I'm gonna try to act like the one of them shy thoughts. You feel me? Like she gonna invite me back to her room, right? And I'm gonna sit on the edge of the bed and be like,
like stop! I'm a gentleman. I'm a gentleman.
Don't touch me yet.
I thought you just wanted to watch Netflix. You know, you gotta play like oblivious.
You mean I ain't come out here just to chill?
I thought you said you just wanted to spend time with me. I didn't think we was going to do that.
Why don't I have a room with two beds? Why is only one bed here? I'm a dick.
What? I would be so
dumb. Yeah,
she taking a football, yeah. I would be like, stop. I've never done this before. You're the first person I ever did this with.
Yo, I'm taking selfies at every glass at the table without taking a picture with her. Like, yo, all my food lit.
And she better not give me a key to her spot. I'm going to be in that mansion.
I'm about to live it up.
Wi-Fi hitting.
Yo, on the couch chilling with her robe on. I ain't gonna front. Nothing like wearing your shorty robe too. I'm chilling just like this. Just like this. Legs
I'm
out.
Gonna start looking at some of her product, the hair products. Like, oh, this shit good for curl, for shrinking.
I ain't even know. I ain't know Tressa May had a whole $100 line. Say less. Take care of this. Fix this.
I can't help it. I'm all what?
Oh, I'm wilding the fuck out. Wilding out. This is what y'all people like. This Bro. Is what this how the other half been living.
I've been living life wrong too, bro. Like, Aja Wilson. Who's that girl from Chicago? That the girl who was like popular, who got Amanda, but she was like the top. Like, even Drake was trying to holler at her.
Drake tried to holler at everybody. Wait, if you married,
don't her, do that. Don't do that. Don't do that to my guy. Why you got disrespect my guy like that?
What's his name? Wait, what's his name from the Pivot?
Oh, you saw that video. I sent it to you, right?
How you shoot at that nigga? Yo, they was like fucking 100,000 feet away. How you see her?
When you a sniper, you a sniper.
You are a sniper.
When you a sniper, you a sniper over here. But Aja Wilson, you could definitely get me, girl. What happened? You going to go crazy for Brittany Griner? Let me know, Slick.
All right, you're going too far, bitch.
She got 100M. She got 100M.
What I got to do for it? What I got to do for it? What I got to do?
Yeah, you know, Andrew Reese, what's going on by you, baby?
She said, don't call her that no more. She said she's changing her nickname. She's from Chicago.
What's she changed her name?
She ain't said
to
she
Chicago, ain't... Chicago, Lil Reese.
I don't know. What
she changed her name to?
I don't know.
Cameron Brink, what's going on, my tall white milk?
tall she's your white queen.
We're like, hey, my Nubian white queen, how's your day? Let me rub your feet for you.
Nah, you wild. Nah. I'm about to say it. I don't even need the cream of the crop. Let me get the third best player on the team. I'm chilling. Bro. She making 60?
Oh, Tia Cooper.
She not in the league, bro. She got cut. She got cut a while ago.
Shit. I still want you, boo boo.
She got cut like 2 years ago, dog. I don't think she ever came back.
Damn, for real, what happened? She was giving them niggas lot of coverage.
It's not a lot of spots on in the WNBA. It's only, what, 10 spots?
Man, Dwight Howard was still in the head and fucked up her whole career. That's what happened?
He was still in the head. That nigga really a head-banded. That's crazy.
Slick, I came across this topic. I didn't put the video because we don't have to put it up. But it came off a question. All right, since you're in a relationship, you know, you're basically married. Is it okay are you letting your homies hit your old work?
Sure. Why not?
There's no speculate.
Why not? It's my old work.
You're not going to gatekeep none of your eaters? Like, I ain't going to lie. I'm gatekeeping some of my eaters. I ain't going to lie. You can get the trash hole. Matter of fact, you can get the hole that was referred to me by a lot of niggas. You can get that one. Talking about like my best eater?
We're talking about we're talking about an eater. We're talking about like an ex-girlfriend. If it's an eater, it's like, yo.
All of them. Because the guy asked, but he said, like, yo, the guy on the podcast with this was like, yo, you can, anything that I ever had, you can basically take, you can hit.
Yeah, but this guy cool. So I was like, I'll be like, yo, at least you're going to communicate with me. Don't just be piping down my old work. And I was just like, damn, nigga, you wasn't going to say nothing? I almost married her, too.
But nigga, you married now, gang. Yeah, that don't matter.
I think it's the principle of it. Like I said, I ain't tripping. Like, oh, go ahead, have fun. I was like, yo, I hope you would say something. Like, say something, nigga. Damn.
Nah, call me a selfish nigga. Don't hit my old work. Unless I refer her to you, like, yeah, she for the team. Unless I tell you that out of my own mouth, leave my old work alone, especially my favorite eater. Cause I'm like, nigga, you're not supposed to feel that type of work down on you, gang. Go get your own. Go do your own scouting reports over here. Right, hell no.
I respect it.
Like, I don't mind referring you to an eater that was referred to me. Like, yeah, definitely. I'll pass that referral off. You feel me? Like a doctor's appointment. But my favorite eater. And also, I don't know if I can let my homies date an ex of mine. It really depends what type of ex. If I was really tripping about a chick, if I was really in love.
Oh, if I call really you. Like, yeah, if I call
you, got it. Bad. You got it bad. Usher.
Yeah, nah. That's a no. That's a no. That's a respect. That's like respectfully, bro. You got you. Yeah, we just either that or we just not cool. Like, that's it.
Yeah, my nigga. Like, yo, respectfully, you could go fuck with her, gang, but we ain't cool no more, gang.
Yeah, like, I let you got that. I ain't gonna block no true love. I just don't be a part of it.
Because I cried over that bitch. You can't have
You got real. If you got tears out of me, I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry.
I told some of this girl some intimate things about me. She gonna tell you that because you know girls love pillow talking and guys pillow talk too.
That nigga not even like that. He over here talking bullshit. What?
Yeah, I spent his booty hole. What? You be like, all right. Yeah, nah. But like, if it's like that was, but also for me too, statute of limitation works for it. If it was like, especially now, all my old kills from college is up for grabs. I could go.
That's offending. I don't care. They
in the market for real. You and you somewhere around my age bracket, go wife one of them girls up. They need it.
You're a fucking sicko. You're a fucking sicko.
Also slick. I came across this video. But we don't have to play it for sake of time. This guy was basically saying men love more authentic than women. Is that true?
Yes.
Ooh, get in your bag, slick.
Once a man commits to you, he commit. Like, that's you it. You it until you break that. And even then, you probably still it. I think more so women love can love wholly, but circumstances will dictate their love and their loyalty. If that makes sense. Like, and it won't be like a circumstance like, oh damn, like this nigga, like it'd be like this nigga forgot my birthday, I don't love him no more. It's not saying it's not egregious, but it's like circumstantially, like what was happening at the time, you feel me? So I think that that's kind of like what I think about it. Like, as a dude, once a man pick you, ladies, most time, 9.5% out of 10 times, like you're it. No matter what he do, he's coming home. He is with you. He don't care. You are his cinnamon apple. Y'all can hate each other. That nigga be like, yo, what's up?
And that's why guys hate falling in love. Because once a guy falls in love, he's upset. Like, you ever fall in love with your shorty? He be like, fuck, I hate this bitch. Like, because I love her. Yeah, like, now I got a responsibility. I got a duty behind her. Like, I'm willing to die about shorty. It's terrible.
You crash out. Because as soon as she changed her mind about you, it's over. It's like, fuck, but what the fuck? Because women will change their mind. Unpopular opinion.
Yep, unpopular opinion. I think women is more in love with the
idea of love.
Imagery.
You have to love
more of the romance than the actual. Because for niggas, love ain't really that much of a joyous thing.
I'm about to say, you be stressed. You be stressed at a motherfucker. You be like, damn, eat today and make her happy. I gotta make her happy. Fuck.
Sometimes you just gotta give up on things, even though you know you're right. Sometimes you know you're 100% right. You just gotta give up on that.
I'm not even gonna argue with you no more. I'm to the point I don't even argue about that. You got it.
Because you're thinking of the bigger picture and you're just thinking about preserving your partner's ego or their sanity. So love is a beautiful thing, but also love is tough work and duty. So that's why we kind of agree on guys love more authentically than women, because we understand the dual side of it. I feel like with women, not all women, I feel like women are more in love with the prettier side and then try to ignore the uglier side. So when a woman
feel like she not getting what she feels she deserve in that relationship, regardless of if it is realistic or not in that moment, nigga, count your fucking days. It might not be over forever, but nigga, you have just been pushed to the back of the line. You have lost your spot. When a man feels like he's not getting what he needs in a relationship, that nigga gonna go play 2K. He gonna go find a game or find some outlet to be like, alright, this is what I got to do to keep myself in this space. So that's why I lean towards that. Not even on some like women can't love. Like, I think women love very, very strongly. But again, I think I don't want to say fickle. This might not go well. But I think the fickle nature of how love is given from a lot of women, because a lot of times it does become conditional. If you go against the grain of what a woman wants at that time, like, we could have established parameters early on, but if you go against the grain of what is want, or you're not as in tune as she wants you to be, sometimes you don't even get the conversation. It's just, all right, I'm clocked out, I'm checked out. It's like, what? How the fuck? A nigga clocking out is still going to take you on a date. A nigga that's clocked out is still going to love you up. He's going to do what he can. He just, like, he's going to be a little distracted in certain moments. You feel me?
I agree.
A woman who will completely throw out everything you have said and done and be like, all right, I'm doing me right now. What me? You might not like it. And that's it. And when I come back, I'm sorry.
And you'd be like,
Like, damn. Like, what?
Damn. But
I'm saying,
obviously, if you're listening to this, obviously, not all women act this way. Not all men act that way. Please, because I hate when niggas be we be having conversations like this. Niggas be like, oh no, all. Obviously,
it's not about, it's not about the all.
You feel me?
I have,
everything is not absolute. You feel me?
I have seen men in my family pine after a woman for 25 years, whether they made it or didn't make it, about the same woman, right? That was the love of my life. If I fucked up, whatever, how we got here, good or bad, it's that woman. Whether they have had a great situation, a terrible situation, or she's no longer in the picture. I have seen women for a moment say they have missed how that man made her feel, but not necessarily say that was the one that got away. That's just from my personal. That's from my personal. That's what, when I speak, I'm speaking from my personal experiences of what I have seen. I've seen men say, hey, I just wasn't ready. I was stressed out. I was, you know, I didn't know how to maneuver. Things were just coming so easily. So I made mistakes and that made me lose her. That damaged us and blah, blah, blah. I've had women say, hey, he wasn't moving at my pace. So I moved on. That, you seen that shit in TV shows. He wasn't, bruh, he wasn't moving how I needed to move. And again, biologically, I get it. But I got to go, well, where's, like, what's so, I think that's the hardest part for guys, too. It's like, why is certain things such a pressing, you know, need? And it's okay to be like, yo, sometimes, because you ask that question, nigga, I don't know, it's how I grew up, it's what I think. You feel me? Versus like, nah, for me, this is what I need to feel comfortable to give everything, right? And sometimes you don't get those conversational points. And a man, this might not go, this might sound bad, will be okay with that. Like, we might not get to what I deem the end all be all of my love, because you already have my love, and I'm okay with that manufacturing and manifesting in whatever way. Yeah, in whatever way it manifests for us. And someone will look at you and say, that's cute, I loved you, it was great, but I got to go. So I think that
shit is so hard.
It's tough. Mm-hmm. It's tough. As, and I think, like we said, who's loved unconditionally? Women and children. Because at the end of the day, a child is made out of love, even if it was in for a brief moment. And they're going to receive that love from people, because you know how important it is to raise these children with love. And women are loved because we see, even if, like, again, even if a man is an asshole, even if he doesn't know how to communicate, he doesn't know how to love, touch you, or when to do certain things or whatnot, once he loves you, that, damn it, ain't much you could do. You could do the worst of the worst shit. He might go for a little while, being real. He might. He'll be back. Shit, he might go get married and have a whole other family. He might,
especially if it's not, especially if it's not made publicly.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, a lot of niggas will put up with a lot of shit if it's not made publicly.
That's a fact. I'm about to say, pride is the devil. And if your pride is somewhat intact, or only you and maybe a select, you know, you might never read her group chat. you will be like, all right, I could bite this bullet. But for men, it's like, at a point, it goes from how you make me feel to what are you doing to make me feel to, damn, I wonder if this is how I'm supposed to feel. And once you hit that third peak, again, count your motherfucking days, because you probably, by the time you realize it, you went from number one to probably number two, nigga. And she might still be there. But
yeah,
just know there's probably somebody else.
But you know what's so funny about that? I want to touch on that a little bit. Women start exiting out the relationship a few months before they actually
before they even dip. You don't even, I told you, you will not see it coming.
So you tell me, like, in January, you started pushing away, and then by April and May, you're basically pretty much done with me.
Word. And mind you, we still in this shit too. We still trying to figure, like, oh, I'm over here thinking shit straight. You was like, oh, let's work it out. Nah, I'm good. How the fuck? You just like, what? We just had one bad day. Nah, you've had 180 bad days apparently, and I had no idea.
That shit is so crazy.
It's wild.
That's love is such a dangerous, but bro, something about it, bro, makes you go run after it all the time.
It's the best feeling, but it's the most debilitating feeling, because I think that you, when you find someone to love, you, I think we didn't grow up understanding the work that goes into it. And I think at this age, it's easier. We are in that stage where it's a little bit easier because the conversations are easier and the expectations are real, are a little bit more realistic. So you can have those, create those spaces where you guys can talk and, you know, understand each other and really get to the nitty gritty of things. I think in your 20s, it's tough to find love. Not tough. You can find, you can fall in love, but everything that comes with it is not so readily available to you. There's no like cliff notes or there's no like real comfortable space where you guys can really go through, because you probably really
and you're really not too well in depth in yourself. You're not fully settled in as, because you got to understand, once you turn 18 and whatnot and you start into your 20s, you just started getting a glimpse of the real world. You start really getting a glimpse of, not a lot of people are, especially from our community, are really from an early age start to be, are taught to how to be an adult. So you enter in this new age with some sense of self, you know, and someone else who also not well in tune. So while there are changes, there are, the conversations that need to be had about changes that's going on between both of y'all are not had, and it results into actions that probably won't be, that probably would be disagreeable with, between both of y'all. So that's why a lot of times, a lot of the young relationship don't work out too much. Shit crazy though.
Yeah, no. So like to your further question.
I still love love. I'm a hopeless romantic. Yeah, no, man. I love love.
Love is amazing.
It is what it is.
I think, again, as you get older and you understand what love is and your definition of it and what works for you and what can't work for you and what you can work with, it's a beautiful thing to explore when it's organically yours. And I think the problem that a lot of us face is that we're inundated with so much information about what love should look like or what affection should look like or what you deserve and what people can give you and how to leverage people to get what you want and all of this 48 laws of power shit for romance, and none of that shit is real. Because when you look at our grandparents and it's like, yo, y'all did this for 60 years, it's like a 10 year relationship now might be the equivalent of a 30 year relationship, because like you got you wildly connected, you wildly, you know, you go never really away from each other. You always can interact. You don't get a chance to really miss each other for real. Right? So it's like,
and you also get to see the dating scene, or you always could see something quote unquote better.
Which you also could realize is worse, because like you might find something like, it's like a car. It might be nice to look at and drive for a little bit, but it's a car. It's like, all right, well, this shit.
I don't agree with that, but I feel like that's why I've seen a lot too. A lot of niggas will sit here and be like, okay, I have the baddest bitch in my arm right now. Okay, I have her in Brooklyn. Well, I look in Queens. I look in New Jersey. I look in Connecticut. Oh, nah, this one is better. This one got a bit. It's kind of like, but then again, it's like, bro. Young guys too. We talk about young guys. Eliminate that thought out of your mind. There's always going to be a prettier girl with a fatter ass and a bigger titties. But how do your significant other help you? How does she love you? Does she love you? Does she understand you? Does she support you?
Does she make you better?
She did. She's solid. Yeah.
Does she make you better? Does she make your life a little easier? And on both points, that goes to women too. Like, is he making your life a little easier? And not easy in that he's flying you out every week and buying soft of life, just, you know, tricking. Like, does he care for your mental? Is he available to you? Does he make time to be with you? And I think those are things that get pushed by the wayside for the glimpse and the glam, which is why it's like, some shit don't matter. Like, yeah, you buy a girl a purse, that's cute. What that mean? I mean, I love you. I mean, I love you more than the other nigga. That's it just means I have money to get you, help you get a purse. Like, the fuck? I don't care about that shit. That's a trinket to get me what I want. Versus like, all right, yo, I'm with you. I'm in the trenches. What's up? What you need? Talk to me.
I like that. Beautifully said. All right, let's get to our choose one to speak. All right. Usually for our choose one slick, I usually do a would you rather. But from Shits and Gigs podcast, shout out to James and Fuhai. They had this scenario, which I think was so funny. So this is a hilarious type of choose one. It's like, imagine you on the toilet, right? You're taking the meanest shit ever. gang. You're like, someone breaks into your house. Do you wipe your butt or first or not? Choose one. You hear a nigga pushing your door in.
What do I do first? Then he said, he said some mean shit. So I was probably butt butt as fuck back then. Fuck. Shit. What do you do? I'm not getting my ass with shit in it. I'm sorry. I got to wipe my ass.
Nah, nigga. That's how I'm going to win. That's how I'm going to win. I'm coming there butt naked. Then you try to rob me. I'm smearing shit on you. It's lit.
You might just die. You might just get shot.
Nah, you better hope I don't have diarrhea too, gang. Because if you hit my stomach one way, it's lit. I'm spray farting on you. Yo, it's like imagine a nigga charging at you with shit in his hand about to smack you.
That's on my list of like top 10 fears. So I don't even think about it.
Gang, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not wiping, gang. You're going to smell it, too, because if we tussling, if I'm wrestling you, and you be like, nigga, is that shit?
Yeah, nah, get off my computer. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Because no, you going to sit here and wipe your shit so you can fight the nigga to death?
Nah, so nigga's I wouldn't be able to properly formulate my exit strategy of what's about to happen. You know what my bathroom is, nigga? I got to... Somebody got to die. Nah, they going to go. They're going to be like, he dead. He got shot. And he shit off himself. Damn. Sad story.
Nah. The EMT comes and they see you laid out with shit and a gunshot wound. Nah, I ain't going to lie. That's a crazy way to go out.
Exactly.
But I'm still going to wipe shit on a nigga face. Fuck out of here. If I'm going to leave this world, you're going to leave with shit on me. But all right, I think that's a great way to exit. Thank y'all for taking part on this audio journey with us. Please download the Alive Podcast app on iOS and Android, and please follow us on all social media at ThisMightNotGo. If any branding deals, business opportunity, please email us at ThisMightNotGo@gmail.com. I'm the voice of Outside, B Breezy, aka Poppy Size Zone.
It's your boy Slick. Y'all be great. We'll see y'all next week. To Cal.
Try to tell them we up next, you can't stop that. This your favorite podcast. Every show is lit, baby. You know what we finna do. Slick gon' talk that slick talk, he gon' get political. Okay. Do not switch topics, nope. Niggas is toxic. Poppy shots don't always say it's something wrong, but if you don't like it, what we saying, nigga, oh well. We try to tell you, baby, this might not go well. This might not go. Hey, that's it. One take. We're not even doing it again. Keep that. That's the one.